Welcome to News from the Church, your source for Catholic news and updates from around the world. The news is edited by Paul Johannes Ness, and you're listening to EWTN Norway. This is the evening news. In today's episode, we'll cover the latest incidents in the Holy Land, messages from Pope Francis, a historical tradition at the Vatican, and significant events in Kenya and the Middle East. Let's begin. Our first story takes us to the Holy Land, where recent coordinated attacks against Christians by Israeli authorities have drawn sharp condemnation from local churches. Leaders in the region are decrying these actions as violations of religious freedom, and calls for international intervention are growing louder. These incidents mark an escalation in tensions and highlight the ongoing struggles faced by Christian communities in the area. The churches are urging the global Christian community to stand in solidarity with them during these challenging times. Next, we turn to the Vatican, where Pope Francis has made a heartfelt plea on the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul. During his address, the Holy Father implored church leaders to open the doors of the church and be more welcoming to all. His message emphasized the need for inclusivity, compassion, and outreach, particularly to those who feel marginalized. Pope Francis stressed that the church should not be a fortress, but a welcoming home for everyone. He shared touching stories of individuals who had found their way back to faith through acts of kindness from local parishes. The Pope encouraged bishops, priests, and lay people alike to embody this spirit of welcome in their daily lives. His words serve as a powerful reminder of the church's mission to embody the love and grace of Christ in every corner of the world. In keeping with our Vatican news, we revisit a tradition that has been lighting up the skies for over 500 years. The solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul is celebrated with a spectacular fireworks display, a tradition that dates back to the Renaissance. The fireworks serve as a visual testament to the enduring legacy and spiritual significance of these two foundational saints of the Church. Moving on to Africa, Catholic bishops in Kenya recently met with the nation's president in a bid to address the growing concern over politicians using church fundraisers for personal gain. This meeting is part of a larger campaign spearheaded by the youth aimed at stopping these practices and preserving the sanctity of church activities. The bishops are advocating for transparency and ethical conduct, emphasizing that the church should remain a place of worship and community support free from political manipulation. Lastly, we highlight a heartwarming story from the Middle East. In Egypt, a church has reopened its doors for the first time in 10 years after undergoing extensive renovations. This comes after it was shut down due to structural issues. The community is celebrating this milestone with renewed faith and joy. The church's reopening symbolizes resilience and hope, reminding us of the enduring power of faith and community. That brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you for joining us on News from the Church. Remember to tune in tomorrow for the morning news, where we'll bring you more updates and stories from the global Catholic community. God bless you all, and may your faith continue to inspire and guide you. This is EWTN Norway, wishing you a peaceful and blessed evening.